From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. January home prices are down for a fifth straight month in most big U.S. cities. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index shows modest sales increases are not pushing up prices yet.
Housing is really not out of the woods yet. Housing still remains a weak sector of the economy, and it shows up most notably in the sort of downward pressure on prices.
That's financial advisor Hugh Johnson. The price drops also partly reflect off-season selling, which tends to bring lower home prices. The biggest declines were in San Francisco, Atlanta, and Portland. There were some gains, the biggest of those in Miami, Phoenix, and Washington, D.C. At the U.S. Supreme Court today, the central issue of the health care overhaul, that's a signature item in President Obama's agenda, goes before the justices. And demonstrators for and against the law are out once again. More of them, in fact, than yesterday.
We love Obamacare! We repeal! Repeal!
As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, today's arguments focus on what's called the health care law's individual mandate.
The challengers will tell the justices that Congress exceeded its authority when it passed a law that forces young and healthy people to buy health care that they may not want in order to make sure that older and generally less healthy people have affordable health care. The government counters that the need for health care is unpredictable, that anyone can have an accident or get sick at any age. The problem is, so the argument goes, that if you don't have health care, everyone else pays for your care through higher insurance premiums or taxes. And to underscore that point, the government notes that one of the original challengers to the law has declared bankruptcy, listing thousands of dollars in unpaid medical bills among her debts. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Stock prices are mixed this morning. Trayvon Martin's parents and their attorney will be in Washington today. NPR's Greg Allen reports House Democrats are holding a forum to discuss constitutional issues they believe may be raised by the shooting of the young man.
Members attending the forum will hear from the lawyer for the Martin family, plus the head of the ACLU's racial justice program. They'll discuss issues of racial profiling and the call for the Justice Department to investigate Trayvon Martin's shooting as a hate crime. But yesterday in Sanford, Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee said there are other issues.
The Neighborhood Watch in all of the nation should be mandatory certification, and that the stand and defend laws will have to be assessed for their disparate treatment. And if they are proven to be discriminatory, they will be ruled unconstitutional.
The Justice Department is already conducting an investigation to determine if Martin's civil rights may have been violated in his shooting by Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman. Greg Allen, NPR News, Sanford, Florida.
Japanese officials say no risk of a tsunami after an earthquake in a region that prompted a tsunami last year. This is NPR. UN and Arab League Special Envoy Kofi Annan says Syria and China are backing his plan for an end to the Syrian conflict. The UN Security Council has endorsed the plan, which includes a government ceasefire in a non-binding statement. Annan says he'll work with all parties to help ensure implementation. The Pope is in Havana, Cuba, and many people from South Florida are with him on a pilgrimage to the communist nation. From member station WLRN in Miami, Phil Latzman reports on the Pope's trip and some reactions to it.
Pope Benedict XVI was received in Santiago de Cuba in his first ever visit to the island. He celebrated Mass before Cuban President Raul Castro and tens of thousands of people, including 300 Cuban Americans, on a pilgrimage from Miami. Miami's Archbishop Thomas Wentzke says the controversial journey will be worth it.
Many of them, I believe, will experience this trip as a very healing experience because it will allow them to come back on Cuban soil in a circumstance that is unique.
Many in the group had not been back to the island since their families fled the Castros more than a half century ago. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Former International Monetary Fund head Dominique Strauss-Kahn is free on bail after being charged with involvement in a hotel prostitution ring in France. His attorney says Strauss-Kahn, who was once a leading French presidential hopeful, is accused of procuring prostitutes and involvement in an organized gang. The attorney says his client engaged in what he calls libertine acts, but did nothing wrong. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.